Well, hello, guys. How are ya? Hey, now, guys, if you're going to Dubai, hey, phone up first and order a gondola. It's the only way to see Dubai. But, you know, the gobbledygook continues, not about Dubai. Why is it that two words come out of a femon's mouth and one of them's a lie, and the other one isn't true either? But all these femons are using the word influencer, aren't they? They just seem to tag it onto anything. Like, I don't know, golf influencer. What the hell is that? Well, I guess you could call me a Peroni influencer. But all it means is they don't have a real job. They may be doing some menial job, but generally speaking, they'll be doing things like the OnlyFans or something like that, or taking pictures of themselves and trying to sell them online. So being all empowered, has this turned them into a bunch of porn stars? Well, not stars, actually. Well, influencers. Ah, yeah, there it is. And of course, the reason why femons are doing OnlyFans and taking pictures of themselves in a seductive nature and selling them is because it takes hardly any effort. You see, generally, most femons don't give to society, they take. Of course, society isn't a bottomless pit, and we're starting to see the effects quite easily every day now. The strain that femons have put on society's finances. Many years ago, when they generally weren't in the workforce, they were doing more for society then. They were making a home, a safe place for the children that they nurtured and brought up. It was a place where man could go to after a hard day's work and get a good meal. As I've said it before, men are Swiss Army knives. Femons are just one or two blades. And you can see that because femons have been given free rein to do whatever they want. And most of them just choose like OnlyFans or some form of stripping off somewhere. And that's because most femons don't look for the long haul. They look for the quick fix. They're not like men who create a company, who work hard and years at it, until that company gets big enough to hire other people. Which in turn, of course, is good for the society. Generally, men produce. And every day, femons play the victim. When generally speaking, society is the victim, mostly males. So change your thinking, guys. You don't owe femons none. Let's say you're a MGTOW influencer. Yeah. Femons are used to getting everything, almost for nothing. But that isn't how real society works. If they want something, they're gonna have to pay for it. Like males have to every day. Every day it's not hard to see the real, true femon nature. Watch it. Remember it. Protect yourself and your wallet. Because without your acceptance of femon behavior, femons may actually have to get a real job. Oh, God forbid. It's kind of funny, really, because the easiest life they've ever had was when they played the housewife. And that was an act as well. Is there anything true and honest about a femon? Have a good day, guys, and stay alert. Oh, almost forgot about this kind of news item. This femon, who is apparently the niece of this 68-year-old man, wheeled him into a bank, I think in Brazil, so he could countersign a loan for her. But one small problem, he was dead. But this femon tried to pretend he was still alive, but the bank was a little bit suspicious because he didn't look very well, he's kind of pale. So they made a video, and apparently she was charged in the end. Ah, aren't femons so caring, aren't they? You see that, guys? You're not even safe from femons when you're dead. I'll put a link to the news item down below. You let me know what you think. Take it easy.